The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi there, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I am an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is factors to consider when shopping for planters. Midsummer through early fall is an excellent time to purchase pots and planters. As many nurseries thin inventory in July, you can find some great deals. With seemingly zillions of choices, selecting the wrong planter for your needs is a time suck and a waste of money. Take a look at the top five factors to consider when shopping for planters. Your plants will thank you. There are five important factors to consider when shopping for planters: drainage, permeability, size, cost, and material. Number one, drainage. Out of all the factors to consider when shopping for planters, drainage is the most important. Whatever you select must have adequate drainage holes. Plants need both room to grow and oxygen for their roots. If a plant gets too much water, the roots will rot and suffocate the plant. Essentially, it drowns. Also, think about where your container will be going. If, for instance, you are putting it indoors, be sure drainage doesn't damage interior surfaces like tabletops and wood floors. Consider alternatives like plastic saucers underneath plants, if that's your situation. Number two, permeability. Many beautiful planters are made from unglazed terracotta, wood, and other natural materials. This is great as both air and moisture can penetrate the container. There are pros and cons to think about. Containers that breathe allow excellent circulation, cool the soil, and provide more drainage for plants. On the other hand, these same permeable planters cause soil and roots to dry out more quickly and thus require much more frequent watering. Think about how you plan to use your planter, and it will be easier to decide between natural materials or plastic, synthetic, or glazed pottery. Number three, size. More factors to consider when shopping for planters include size and weight. If you choose a large container, even though the container itself may be lightweight, most soil can be extremely heavy. If you select a planter that is already heavy, think about how you will move it around if you need to when it's filled with damp soil and plants. Also consider where the container will be. If you are choosing a balcony or elevated deck, be sure you think about how the size and weight could impact the structure itself. Number four, cost. As mentioned earlier, midsummer through late fall can be a fantastic time to shop for planters. Nurseries and garden centers often scale back inventory with sales. Budget is always an important consideration. Glazed pots, as well as concrete and metal planters, are often quite pricey. Investment pieces, if you will. It certainly pays to get a deal on these if you can. Other ways to acquire unique planters at a discount include repurposing other items to use as pots and buying secondhand. Discount stores such as Goodwill and yard sales can yield amazing finds for the savvy shopper. Number five, materials. What a planter is made from is important for a number of reasons that we've already touched on. As an avid vegetable gardener, I really care about things like man-made materials and what chemicals may leach into the soil where I grow food. I often sneak veggies and herbs into decorative planters, so I always think twice about using plastic in my selections. This may not be of concern if you are only growing non-edible plants. Other considerations should be given to maintenance and durability. Do you like to replace your pots often and change up the look? If so, then buying really durable and often costly planters may not matter much. Conversely, you might love the thought of glazed ceramic pots, but live in a climate where cold winters. If you don't have a good place to empty and store them, you will find yourself constantly repairing cracks and even replacing them. Give these factors some thoughts as you capitalize on end-of-the-season shopping. Thank you so much for listening today. This is Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, a part of PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.